Good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are. Step 12, the last one in the three blogs on magnetism. I'm sure you're glad to hear the end of this particular thing. The most important thing with step 12, I guess I would really like you to read it. It's on the chriswalker.au or blog or innerwealth.com blog. It's all one place. And you'll find in the blog, we've got the third step. And if you go down that blog, you'll find steps 9, 10, 11, 12. And in number 12, it's the thing we're talking about right now in this podcast, which is the gym workout. So in your body, there are nerves, and you can tighten a nerve which sends electricity through your body, such as with a martial artist. There's a couple of times I've seen this in practice in extraordinary ways. I'll go through a few of them. One, I saw a group of monks being initiated up in the Himalayas, sitting in their ochre robes on ice, with a block of ice across their shoulder. And the monks were not cold, even though it was minus something degrees. And the job that they had was to melt the ice. Melt the ice on their shoulders. Now, I watched it happen. It took them, 15 minutes or 20 minutes to do. And the water ran down their body. They weren't cold. And they did it through their mind. And the mind sent energy through the nerves. So their muscles in their body weren't kung fu tight. They didn't have bulging muscles at all. What they'd had was a nervous system that conducts electricity. And they sent that electricity through their body to melt the ice. So you can do nerve calisthenics, it's called. And nerve calisthenics is when you can generate in your hand or your arm a sense of power while your muscles stay relatively soft. It's one of the tricks that you learn in yoga practice, in a relatively advanced yoga practice, is to move a part of your body, to activate a part of your body without clenching. And that's a really important thing, especially if you're putting your leg behind your head at some stage. God knows why we would ever want to do that. But anyway, we did. Another time I saw it in action was a Kung Fu master who was teaching people about Qigong. And this older guy sat in a chair and invited people to run at him and try and push him off the chair from the front. And as they got close to him, he just reached out with his hand in a push away motion and basically barely touched them and have them reverse their flow from running at him with, let's say, 70 kilos of body weight to running backwards away from him with 70 kilos of body weight while he was just this frail person, well, supposedly frail person, sitting in a chair. The other times I've seen it are in martial arts, and I've been kicked by, when I did karate and judo and all these things when I was going through university, when the martial art teacher kicks you, it bloody hurts, even though that doesn't seem like they did any force. But what you can hear is the sound of their tunic flicking, and the wind in their tunic. So it's not the speed so much. It's the impulse of their electricity that goes through you and knocks you over. I can tell many, many stories of witnessing healing and all sorts of weird things take place through the course of my life. But I just want to say that when a mountaineer climbs a mountain or a race driver drives a race car or a person hits a tennis ball, 50% of what they do is from their head. And another 50% is from their nervous system that's driven by their mind. And their mind can drive their nervous system when it's focused, when it's not doing two things at once. So the mind drives the nervous system and therefore can send impulse. But the mind can't get nothing from nothing. In other words, it's a quote that goes, if somebody makes you angry, you must have already been angry. If somebody makes you sad, you must have already been sad. You can't get sad unless you have sadness in you. You can't get angry unless you have anger in you. And the root of all these things that are in you is in the energy of your body. It's in the prana or the life force. Now, it's not stored as anger. It's stored as, let's say, molten lava. But the thoughts and the beliefs and the memories and things are transforming that energy into anger, or transforming it into grief, or transforming it into joy. So you can't, the mind can't cause something to happen unless it's already there. It draws from an energy pool. And when the mind goes in the wrong direction, it drains the energy pool. And when it goes in the right direction, it doesn't. And so nerve calisthenics is learning how to work with mind and energy, mind and prana, chi. So for example, when you use your imagination, your mind is picturing something. And again, it's the ability to utilize energy that's in your body to create an image. And that image is one of the most important things about success. We're going to talk about that in the next month. But for now, on this page in the blog, there are a series of exercises, dumbbell curls and a bunch of things that you do without weights, and you do without muscle, you do with nerves. And it only takes about 15 or 20 seconds to do each one. We call it walker chi, but it only takes 15 or 20 seconds to do each one. And so the total thing would add up to a minute. So, and I really think it really is energizing and engaging. You can use it before you go into a meeting. You can use it before you go into a dinner with somebody. You can use it before you go on a race. You can use it to bring your energy into your control, under control. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.